Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, BPW number 777, Bais Pnimi Shir for Women, Shir number 77. We're talking about establishing respect, book Ezer Kenegdai by Sarah Radcliffe, very good book. And as we mentioned in the several shiurim here, that this concept of respect is a two-way street. It's emphasized on the men's side just as much as on the women's side. And whatever applies here for the wife towards the husband goes the other way around as well. And today we're going to talk about not interrupting one spouse. Now, there's many reasons a wife would interrupt her husband. After living with him for a while, she already knows his sentences, so he cuts them short. Or she's over-eager to respond and doesn't let him finish. Or someone else is demanding her attention, so she just interrupts him. Sorry, but I got to take care of this. Or he has a long-winded way of explaining things and she's running out of patience. Now, it could be verbal interjections and interruptions or physical maneuvers like waving hands or walking around or out of the room, drumming the fingers, looking bored. All of these actions are disrespectful. And it's very important to give that courtesy to your husband who is talking, not to interrupt him. And understandably, a wife is often very pressured. She's busy with the kids, all these other things. So it's difficult to pay attention. So the wife impatiently may want to hurry that conversation along by interrupting because they can't allow that pace. Things are going on now, so you got to get moving. But the bottom line, though, is even though these are legitimate excuses, it does cause harm. It's very hurtful. Husband feels very disrespected and unimportant when he is not attended to when he speaks. And no matter what the reason is, it's still damaging. It brings down here that, you see, Hashem himself, he heard Avraham ask for Rachmanis to save the people of Sodom, even though they were Rishayim. And even though Hashem knew that they didn't have the tzaddikim, he allowed Avraham to say his long tefillah, and he let him finish his plea. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvaydei v'atzmai, he knew the answer already, but he, kaviyachol, let Avraham speak. So from here you see how careful one must be to allow others to finish speaking. So the question though is the wife has a lot of responsibilities. How could she do that and give her husband the attention that he needs? How is it even shayach? So sometimes it's not shayach, but if when it's not shayach, you have to say, excuse me. Excuse me just for a moment because I have to attend to this kid who's screaming. Which conveys the idea, I'll be right back. As soon as I take care of it, I'll be right back. Or when she sees her husband wants to speak and it's not convenient right now, she could say right away, like we mentioned in a previous share, that she's very interested in what he has to say and there'll be a time available to discuss it maybe in a half hour from now. But right now, she's tied up with the supper or with whatever else she's busy with. And then once her busyness is over, then she could endeavor to give him her undivided attention. And very often she just is very skilled at this. A lot of wives where even though there's other kids at the table and she's monitoring them, she could still have eye contact with her husband, listening to her husband. She's able to do that. And so on and so forth. It's important for the children to see that when the husband talks, when their father talks, that they listen, that she listens, that they listen. It's something the children should see. The father's talking now. Or in the other way around also, the mother's talking now. So the idea is you say, I value your conversation highly. But it could explain in a nice way, I can't do the household responsibilities at this moment and listen to you. So you ask him to please, you know, be patient and we'll address what you want to address later. But not to ignore him and not to interrupt him, but rather just simply say, if not now is not the right time, but we'll give me a half hour and then we'll talk. A main communication skill of respect is using a pleasant, soft tone of voice. You're not allowed to hurt anybody. And a lot of the source of pain is not just the words that are being said, but in the tone of voice in which that is being said. Someone shouts at you, you may feel insulted or hurt. A husband screaming at his wife, be quiet already, she'll suffer from that outburst. The tone of voice inflicts injury when it has sarcasm. Let's say he's thinking, I want to start a business of my own, and she's sarcastic. You want to start a business of your own? I don't believe it. You know, her dripping sarcasm is a stab in the heart. And some people mumble or mutter or and so on. Some people use this depressed, cold voice. Those type of tones of voice weakens the marital bond. The whining also creates distance. The appropriate tone for a wife to use when speaking to her husband and for a husband speaking to his wife is a soft, pleasant tone. Using it in a professional way, like you have these airline stewardesses, they know how to speak softly and kindly. That doesn't mean that you're phony, because that seems to be like a business-like type of phoniness. No, you're sincere. It's your own voice speaking to your husband. And even if your own day was frustrating or difficult, there's no reason to take it out on your husband. Sometimes she could say, in a normal voice, you know, I'm not in a good mood right now. I had a very hard day. And maybe we'll talk a little later. And then he knows to leave her be. There's no need to scream or whine. And it is important to take that upbeat, cheery tone of voice when speaking on the phone with your husband, because the tone of voice is very, very clear and very, very key to the husband. He could get a clear message that she's rejecting him when the tone of voice that he hears is harsh or disrespectful or distant. Another concept is very important is to respect your husband's competence. A wife may think her husband is incompetent in some ways. Men and women are very different, so it's likely that he is incompetent in many ways according to her standards. Just like many men seem to be incompetent when it comes to childcare or household tasks, even in business matters. Sometimes wives feel their husbands mismanage their businesses, and they would make different decisions that would be better. So all of these differences could lead a wife to disrespect her husband. But the idea is, there's no such thing as incompetence in this sense. It's just each one having their own unique gifts. Women are generally bestowed with gifts in the worldly affairs. Men are more spiritual. Sometimes it's the other way around. Sometimes it's a combination. But the idea of a wife functioning daily with skills, Hashem created her that way, and she should not disrespect her husband because of his quote-unquote incompetence in her area of competence, that he doesn't know how to cook or he doesn't know how to clean that well or sew. That's what it is, to accept that. Men are created with a greater aggressive nature than women. A man who acquires a more peaceful nature through living a Torah lifestyle elevates himself. So you have a husband that has Sfarim on the bookshelves and the Shabbos table and the kosher food and the little children. All these are spiritual goals, which the husband's goals are intertwined with it, permeating the home. And that is really key. Men have different types of competencies that do not appeal to many women. There's nothing that's stopping a woman from becoming an electrician or carpenter or plumber, but that usually is the exception to the rule. That doesn't happen. The key being that these differences between a man and a woman, the wife and the husband, is that a woman should not expect her husband to function as she does. He is an entirely different creature. He's not interested in washing the floors. That's the way he is. He's not interested in washing the floors. Doesn't mean he shouldn't at certain times, but it's not meant for him to be that excited about washing the floors, although he really should help his wife when she needs it. Sometimes she shows disdain that he's incompetent at work, or that she thinks very little of him. That adds to the disharmony in the marriage. Her lack of support of him erodes the marital respect and commitment and contentment they would have for each other. Another thing is not to belittle your husband in public. And there are many ways that you can belittle your husband in public, and you have to be very careful, and husbands to wives as well. For example, if they're by a guest and the guestist, the lady guest tells the husband, you know, take another piece of cake, and the wife pipes up, don't offer my husband more cake. He doesn't know how to say no. That's negative. Instead, she shouldn't say anything. And again, all of this applies the other way around. A husband treating his wife that way. Respecting his wife's wishes. Respect your husband's wishes. This is extremely important. Not paying attention to his legitimate desires and wishes conveys a disrespect. It's like saying, what you want doesn't matter to me. I don't care what you want. We're not talking about selfish people that have crazy demands or narcissists. We're talking about human beings, simple human beings that have certain desires and wishes. And to acknowledge it and to support it, that is what marriage is all about. Again, most husbands, when they request for things, it's within a normal range. We're not talking about crazy situations where they're asking for really unreasonable things or behaviors. They're asking within a normal range. And they don't want to overburden their wives. And they don't want to make them chalila unhappy. So when the husband asks the wife if he could sew a button on or bring him a tea or help with the children a little bit or invite a guest over, he's just letting her know what would make him happy. He's not being selfish. It's just a healthy form of communication. And it goes both ways. Again, the husband needs to do this as well to be in tune with his wife, to what she needs. Which leads us off to one of the most important parts is to respect your husband's individuality. He's a unique human being with his separate set of interests, inclinations, and potentials. Women have a certain concept of what a husband needs to be like, and they push them in that mold. But there has to be some type of realistic understanding in their individual characteristics. Some husbands come home at 6, some can't because of work. And they have to work longer hours. Some places offer second jobs, some don't. But a lot of frustration comes from the lack of acceptance of one's husband's individuality. And as long as he's not engaged in a destructive behavior, then allow him to be himself as best as can be. Every husband is a world unto themselves. Every wife is a world unto to herself. This is very, very key. To respect the individuality of your husband. So again, to review some of the basic concepts that we discussed here that are very, very important. Number one is not to interrupt your spouse, to use a soft, pleasant voice, to respect your husband's competence and his abilities, and not to belittle him in public, and respect his wishes. Again, all of this is a two-way street. Especially respecting individuality. Husband needs to as well respect the individuality of that receipt. Of being accepted. Bracha natzlacha.